It was scandalous news when longtime GOP state legislator Don Attiago abandoned the Republican Party to join the South Jersey Democratic machine. Scandalous, but definitely not surprising to anyone tracking Attiago's career. I was there that day in 2010 when she became senator and even mashed up a little video about it. Although she took the oath alongside Linda Greenstein, these ladies took radically different paths to the Senate. Greenstein eked out an actual win at the polls in a competitive district previously represented by Bill Baroni. Attiago, on the other hand, was selected by just one voter, the Burlington County GOP chair Glenn Paulson, who single-handedly tapped her to replace Phil Haynes, who became a Superior Court judge. Going from 8 to 10 female members in the New Jersey Senate was a big deal. I consciously omitted the part about the vastly different routes they took to power and focused instead on the whole sisterhood angle. But that was a mistake. Because Don Attiago was never about sisterhood. She wasn't about sisterhood when she denied lesbians the right to get married multiple times. Or when it came down to a woman's right to an abortion. Or all the other times she served Chris Christie's agenda for 8 long years, never once voting to override one of his many, many vetoes. Instead, Don Attiago was a consummate Christie loyalist, ever dutiful, and never one to challenge Christie's selfish impulses. He was the most unpopular governor in New Jersey history, but Christie still had the NJGOP, Attiago included, on a very short leash. He demanded fealty, and that's precisely what he got from the whole lot of them. But with Christie out of office and the New Jersey GOP brand in the toilet, New Jersey Senator Don Attiago found a new power structure to lean on. I have had the opportunity over the course of the last year to work closely with Senate President Steve Sweeney on the Economic and Fiscal Policy Work Group. His tireless work ethic and unparalleled success at delivering for the people of New Jersey and particularly South Jersey is to be admired, Attiago said. She's clearly not referring to our property taxes when she says delivering for the people. And secondly, a tireless work ethic? Unparalleled success? I'm not sure if that's the most obsequious thing I've ever read in my life, but it's damn close. And it reflects a sort of political lobotomy that I simply can't relate to. My values and principles are mostly immutable at this point. To me, waking up and voting Republican would be like deciding I wanted to date women. I'm just not wired that way. So the idea of flipping parties via press release still blows my mind. And I'm not the only one. Turns out, Attiago's former running mates didn't even see it coming. They knew nothing of her defection until it appeared online. Can you imagine? I'm from down south, where no matter how selfish or morally depraved or ethically dubious, there's still this thing called manners. And now everyone knows she lacks the grace and the guts to extend a courtesy heads up to her former teammates. I'm embarrassed for her just thinking about it. As we lay LGBT icon Bob Cyperstein to rest this week, let's reflect on the multiple times Don Attiago voted against Bob's namesake law to protect transgender people. I don't think Attiago hates gays nearly as much as her atrocious LGBT voting record would suggest. She was serving Christie, whose higher ambitions demanded unwavering loyalty. And so Attiago spent her career sending queer people to the back of the bus because some other man wanted to be president. That's why if she runs for re-election as a Democrat in 2021, Don Marie Attiago, NRA All-Star, will lose. So in the meantime, she'll be goose-stepping to Sweeney's tune. They'll collaborate to do nothing about your property taxes. But at least Glenn Paulson, Attiago's original puppet master, can keep his gravy train going in Burl CO, a county increasingly dominated by real Democrats. The New Jersey Senate is only 25% female, 10 of 40 seats, the same ratio as when Attiago and Greenstein took their oath 98 months ago. I'm still ready to elect more women. And if we can't elect better women, can we at least elect women who serve better people? Please?